5 p.m.
Outside the Pizza Box is an independent production and has a time brokerage agreement with Devil Radio. Opinions expressed may not reflect those of this station, our staff, or our sponsors. Enjoy!
Hey, some people are made of plastic.
Awesome, man. Can you hear me? Welcome to another edition Outside the Pizza Box, and I'm just munching on some by Dane County local seafood center. It's like I do it every Saturday now. Have for a while. Now I call in, because I don't know if people know. Look, I was almost late today, wasn't I? Were you getting nervous?
I was like, what's going on here? Usually you're outside and hanging out in the parking lot, and you weren't here yet, and I was getting a little worried.
You see this fine sweatshirt hoodie, man.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, I like the, I want to say Oakland Raiders, but it's everything's different now, man. Everything. And see, that's what the problem is in my world. Everybody looks at the world the way it is, and I look at the world the way I remember it used to be. And that's really starting to weigh heavy on me, man, especially in Wisconsin. But, oh, yeah, scallops. Oh.
Good stuff over there.
What's it sound like, people? Juicy?
Sounds good.
Nothing like scallops. I really, lobster and crab legs, pretty good, too.
I'm not offended that you didn't bring me any, by the way. It's all
no, good. At, $20 for these two little sides.
I'm just playing. Yeah, I'm just playing.
See, hey, if you want something after the show, you can hang out with the guy by the stoplight, because I will give people to sit by the stoplights there. But you are not going to get any of my clam strips either. No sides with it, No, I don't need any sauces. I do take a little bit of lemon juice. By the way, you're listening and you are tuned in to Devil Radio. 92.7 FM.
Not just a food show.
1580 AM. Hey, man, who knows how much time we got left? I'm going to enjoy life. So the same thing with this show, Does it suck anywhere more than Wisconsin? It doesn't if you're me. I mean... Watching what's going on in this state and then, seeing what we already kind of knew, which is we're the most drunk and racist state in the union. And people are like, you think so? And I'm like, I don't know, since we incarcerate, per capita twice the national average of black people into jail and prison, I'd say that's an issue. And I think I can back up some of that alcoholism stuff, too. When they have the top 50 cities that are the drunkest cities and 40 of them are in Wisconsin. Y'all should be damn proud, right? Well, it's not like I wasn't caught up in your alcoholic culture. The racist one, I've never understood that. But, alcoholic, yeah, that's me, man. I quit. I like Brett Favre, I just don't do very good on this stuff. You might have had some of your best, 10 minutes, but no, I still, and they teach you this when you want to get sober, man. Hey, man, your worst day straight beats your best day drunk. You're like, that's bogus, man. And then, oh my God, they're right, man. They're right. Seriously, I don't need alcohol. And I don't have a problem with people using it responsibly, but, I live in Wisconsin. It's not used responsibly. That's pretty obvious. When we're going to legislate to, hey, there's a pandemic. Here's a good shot for the Tavern League, right? Yeah, the Tavern League. Let's give them a boost, huh? Let's let people take, drinks home with them because they got a cap on them. Hey, there's a reason why they don't sell stuff with caps on it after 9 o'clock at the liquor stores, because people are going to be drinking it while they're driving. How do I know? I used to, long time ago. I mean, that was part of the culture, right? Oh man, I was so upset when I saw Aaron Rodgers, decide to start talking about culture, and he's not into this cancel culture stuff. And I'm like, ooh, which one? The racist white privilege culture? Is that the one you're talking about? Because that's the culture that I've been trying to cancel for damn near my whole life. if you want to join in, 844-967-2789. So, yeah, I'm all about, you know, Dane County buy local, and I get my seafood center. You see this fine sweatshirt hoodie from my sponsor, Gotham Bagels. And I'm going to get together. I get to do the commercials. So I'm going to be coming in the studio and,
hey, nice.
You know, and then when they find out that their sales went down, they'll find somebody else. But hey, listen, the reason why I know Gotham Bagels is good is because I work there. That was kind of like years ago, I started, you know, working for a courier service. Another guy I met at the protests. Oh, but he blocked me on Facebook now. But I still consider him a friend, and I'll reach out with a nugget one of these days, you know, peace pipe. And we can just relax, man, because, no, I told him, you know, hardly anybody, nobody thinks like you do, man. Nobody agrees with you. And he could have said the same thing back at me, right? Hey, nobody agrees with you either. Well, some people do. But, right. Hey, man, if the people that don't agree with me are the ones that are sending Crudy or somebody else when I fill in on a show, you know, complaints about me, that's just what we want. We want Manchin supporters to listen to my show, right? We're not. Look, some of us aren't loyalists. Some of us are, like, loyal to nature and our grandchildren. That's where I'm going today. Let me have a little bit of this clam strip here.
And, hey, we can get back to Manchin, but Wisco wants to go back to the earlier topic. So if you want to bring him on, he's ready for you.
Wisco Paul, thanks for listening.
Hey, Michael. Thanks for taking my call, as always. Love your show. It goes by so quick. Hey, remember back when you were a kid? At least I think you were around my age.
I was a kid once. 18. I started out as a child.
18-year-old drinking bars, and then it went to 19. But, I mean, alcohol was everywhere. It was prevalent. And I think every town had, even if it was a small town, it had 3-4, you know, taverns, gin mills, or whatever you call them. So you're... You were, when I was young, you were indoctrinated very young in the alcohol culture because it was really big in this state. I mean, it was everywhere. And then, of course, you could get, there was no DWIs or anything, man. But
you might even get a ride home from the cop. You know, we'll just come and get your car in the morning.
Yeah, I got a story on that, but I'm not going to go into it. But, yeah.
It's past 7 years, dude. You can tell the story.
Well, I can remember being stopped, and we had a, I don't know, it was a tall pack, I don't know what you call it back there in the car, and the guy pulls us over, and he looks in the back seat, and he goes, have you been drinking? I says, no. He says, well, get around home, you know. Jesus. You know, now you'd be handcuffed and whatever they do to you now. So it was more lenient back then, is what I'm trying to say. One quick question, and I know you don't want to go there because they usually bring up the climate, but what are the chances of getting anything in a reconciliation bill? Do you think it's going to be anything in it, or are we screwed there? Hey, have a great day.
First of all, yeah, living in Wisconsin, I was kind of chubby when I was 15, you know, still had some baby fat on me. Hard to believe now I'm as skinny as I am, but, you know, braces, baby face. Go up north on vacation. You can drink in the bars, man. It was awesome. Right. I don't, you know. And as far as, look, people say don't lose hope. What if there is no hope when it comes to this, you know, reconciliation and stuff? I mean, they already reconciled, man. They've got this all figured out, man. We can use this, you know, the thing that call the filibuster, which is actually just an obstruction tool used by Congress to thwart the will of the people, right? That's what's happening now. And then you got, as long as you got national media, you know, corporate owned or, you know, far right owned, I mean, they're going to message against doing anything right, especially when it comes to, like, environment, right? I mean, who doesn't understand why Manchin doesn't want to, you know, while he was doing a commercial, you know, with his cowboy hat on and his boots and his rifle up in the hills of West Virginia, putting a bullet through the climate change accord? Really? And we're going to let one guy do that, right? Because, you know, because there's enough idiots that agree with them, or because people just don't want to get up and do anything about it? Because I'm starting to think it's the latter. I mean, I know West Virginia people were gathered in D.C. to, you know, to tell Manchin exactly what the people want, because this isn't about what the people want. It's not. It never has been. This is about obstructing the will of the people. It's good for millionaires and billionaires. And how many did I say live here? What, like 700 billionaires or something? Live, or maybe more than that? And there's even more millionaires. You know, they're hoping to be billionaires someday. And that's at the expense of the future of your grandchildren and the planet. But hey, let's run with it, right? Because this is America. This great America, right? Which, I mean, there is not one good Republican. If you're going to say that, you know, Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney, by their affiliation with Democrats, you know, saying that Trump was, you know, this was a horrible attack, you know, and it's going to ruin democracy. You've been legislating against democracy and the people for decades. You, your dad, everybody, you know. I mean, okay, so you're better than them? Anybody but Trump, right? How do you think we got to Trump? By using that logic, right? You know, hey, you know, I'm a Republican. I'm going to vote for whoever the Republican is, no matter what. When are you going to figure out you don't vote for the suits and the yachts? Those are not the people you want in office. I mean, that's Joe Manchin. He's never known poor, right? I mean, coal industry pays him $500,000. You know, his daughter's a million, multimillionaire as well, being part of the, you know, pharmaceutical industry. Why did Joe Biden appoint his wife to the, you know, co-chair the education in West Virginia? Somebody tell me that. Was that the payoff to put a stick in it so that, you know, I don't even know anymore. Does Biden really want this agenda that he has? Because it is his agenda. Let's not forget, everybody says, oh, these leftists, you know, they're the ones holding the country. No, we aren't. We asked for $6 trillion. Should be 8 or 10. I don't know why you guys have no problems giving tens of trillions to the wealthy in a short amount of time and then turn around and say, well, working people just got to work harder, right? 80% of the goods that come in that this country uses that are non-food come from out of this country. They're manufactured somewhere else and they're shipped in. And that's why we got this, you know, like bottleneck up in the bay. It's not because there's like, you know, listen to these right wingers going, the stores, the shelves are empty. How would you know? You don't shop. You have stuff delivered, man. I see the commercials, you know, this is for rich people. Yeah. Oh, you get $20 off on the first $5,000 order, whatever they do. Right. No, that's not meant for working class people. These, yeah, get these steaks sent to your house, right? Fresh every day. The life of the privileged people is just like, it's disgusting, actually. It grosses me out. I've never wanted to live like that. No, you see me like eating these like seafood, right? It's expensive, right? But that doesn't mean I live, you know, like outside of the realm of sanity. I did a lot of walking this week, and we're going to be going to break soon. But, I mean, it's like what I just said, you know, that people look at the world the way it is today, and I look at the way it was. Oh, my God, look at what's gone. Forget about what's still here. I mean, especially when I look at trees and places where prairies and marshes used to be that they got turned into superhighways, you know. And then that was where you saw, like, the last big snapping turtles get crushed. You know, on the, these superhighways, I got to get across to the marsh here. Oh, and then they drained your marsh, too. And they throw these, like, logs in so all this big equipment can come over and throw up power lines and everything. I'm really pissed off, man. I don't understand the city of Stoughton or the state park system at this point when an energy company can come in and just root up everything and say, oh, it'll grow back. And man, they put these things on top of the power poles for, like, owls and eagles and ospreys. And then I drove through Stoughton, and they took them all down. Because they probably got some work they want to do on them, right? We got to do something. We got to shut these clowns down, man. We'll be back in a little bit. Wild thing. You make my heart.